So this is what today's shiur is going to be about. We're going to start with an Akdama, an accepted Akdama. Tell everyone agree with it, but an accepted Akdama that there are 613 commandments. It's not, the Ramban discusses whether it's true or not, but as an accepted Akdama, there are 613 commandments. There are different ways to divide up the 613 commandments, if you want to divide it up. Different categories, we'll say. Now, 613, for the math people, go to this last night, like 2 o'clock in the morning, 613 happens to be a prime number. So when you say divide up the 613 mitzvahs, you might say it's not true. You can't divide it up equally because it's not such a thing. It's not an actual division because 613 is a prime number. We know what that is. So, just as a thing, one of the hadamas, one of the sources, probably the source for 613. How many times does it say in the Gemara 613? It's a trivial pazoo question. Very few times does it mention the word 613 at all in the Gemara. And a Rashi and a Chumash maybe, but it's very, very few times. But the main source is going to be end of Makkos, where it says the word Torah 611 and 2. So you see already when the original source divided the 613 up, the original source in the Gemara Makkos, it also divided up as not 613, 611 plus 2. 611 Moshe Rabbeinu gave, 2 Hashem gave. However you look at that Gemara, it's confusing Gemara. That's how it works out. So you already see when they had the 613 originally, 613 doesn't mean 613. It's also 611 plus 2. So when you divide it up, you don't have to do it like that. I think the most famous way to divide up the mitzvahs is, I think if you ask any kid, ask a kid on the street, that I meant height-wise, that if you ask a kid, like, how do you divide it up? So they'll say essays and life essays, 365, 248. That's, I think, a very simple way to divide it up. But there's multiple ways to divide up the 613 mitzvahs. Some do it to Maisa and Machshava. Some of the Ga'onim do it based on who's responsible. Is it a Yachid, a Rabbim, a Melech? Different ways, what we call different categories we could do it. So the Michas Chinuch has a famous question. That's my go-to when I'm desperate. My go-to sefer. So Michas Chinuch has another way of dividing it up. It's going to be negated to us right now, pre Yom Kippur, pre Hashanah. Oh, and his way is divide it up. Is it, which is a very famous division? Not the only one. We'll see what his suffix becomes. Benadon lechaveri and benadon lemakom. That's one of his main things. How do you divide up? What he makes famous is, which we're not discussing today, but this is how it's going to be an important basis for what we're discussing today. His famous question in Mitzvah Gimel is going to be, Kibbut Avayim. Kibbut Avayim, he says, what's Kibbut Avayim? Is it Bein Olam L'Chaveir, Bein Olam L'Makom? On one hand, it's in the first five commandments. We divide up the Luchas. That's another speech that Tebbi will talk about. Five and five. The fifth one is Kibbut Avayim, which implies Bein Olam L'Makom. It's the first five, Bein Olam L'Makom, as opposed to the second. What do you mean? I'm talking to my father here. And the main approach that comes out is, anything you have to treat your father as a human being, not because he's your father, don't punch a person in the face, don't slap someone, do the basic necessity of how you treat another human being, that's Benam L'Chaveri. You can't steal from a human being, you also can't steal from your father. So if you steal from your father, that's considered a human being, Benam L'Chaveri, as opposed to something extra, not using his name behind his back. You're allowed to say anyone's name, standing up for him. So if you don't stand up for your father, the Michas Chinuch, this is what they want to explain. Possibly those mitzvahs neisefes, those extra details, become Benam L'Makom. Which would mean in a simple case, if someone punches his father in the face, which we'd be very against, by the way, officially. If someone punches his father in the face, then it would come to Yom Kippur time. The Michas Chinuch is discussing, what's an nafkamina? Hilchas Tshuva. Come to Yom Kippur time, you have to come over to the person and ask him mechila. You can't clap al chet when you punch someone in the face. It doesn't work that way. On reverse, on the other end of it, if it's Benam L'Makom, person is violate Shabbos, you don't go over to your local priest and ask for forgiveness for being Michal Shabbos. That's a different religion. Our religion, then you got to clap al chet. So when do you clap al chet? When do you ask them for forgiveness? That's based on Benam L'Makom. So it'll come out according to Michas Chinuch, which we're not going to discuss today. It's a whole arichas on. Is if someone by mistake robs his father, we'll say by mistake, someone by mistake robs his father, punches his father, does something he can't do to any human being, comes Erev Rosh Hashanah, Dafrega Mechila from the Tata. Come up, they say, listen, I didn't do something nice to you. On the other hand, possible, because it's in the first five luchas, and again, it's all arichas, if a person didn't stand up for his father, I don't have to stand up for him when they walk into the room, stand up for your father, used his name in a conversation, okay, or disagree with someone, we're allowed to disagree with people, if you do one of those things, then you don't have to ask your father Mechila, no. What you do is you go into Al-Chait, and you clap Al-Chait. But we see that even though I don't stand up for my father, it's a pagam in the father's covered. That's what I want to get to today. It's a pagam against the father. I didn't stand up for my father. I don't have to ask him a chila. Because even though I didn't stand up for my father, it's not about him. He's the derech, he's a hechatimtza to the Benam L'Makom. Because Hashem told me stand up. I don't have to stand up for anybody. Hashem said stand up. So when I don't stand up, I'm against Hashem. That's the basic way of Kibbut Avayim, which we're not going into today, but just as a baseline for what we're going to discuss now. So once you have this famous Michas Chinuch, there are many, it seems shocking, I already have a long list, of many, many mitzvahs, some the Michas Chinuch, many, many other achronim that now debate, in this mitzvah, is it Benam L'Chaveir, Benam L'Makom? Nafkamina, the easiest one, there are others, easiest nafkamina is going to be, okay, Benam L'Makom, Benam L'Chaveir, how are you doing tshuva. Are you going to go over to the person and fragment of mechila from the person, or are you going to clap al chet on Yom Kippur? And now we're going to discuss one of the mitzvahs I figure we'll do today, of again, in the division of how we divide the mitzvah, ben al-chayr, ben al-akam, we're going to discuss whether this mitzvah is ben al-akam, and we'll see what everyone says like this. So, there is a prohibition, if you use that word, there's a law in the Torah that says, lo-yisakal al-chayrish. You can't place a curse upon a deaf person. A deaf person. And many of the Rishonim, Machlokes Rishonim, by the way, but many of the Rishonim learn that even though it says the word Cheirish, a deaf person, it's not limited to a deaf person. You cannot place a curse on any person in the world. And if you place a curse on any person in the world, and you place this curse, and you need an Asra, the Asra is going to be from Loisakal Cheirish. Loisakal Cheirish says Cheirish. No, Cheirish is an example. Rashi wants to say it's an example. Why? Because he's a weaker person. And standard, who are you going to make fun of? You're going to make fun of the Cheirish. He's an umlal, he's a nebuch, he's a nidrika person. You make fun of the Cheirish. But that doesn't mean only a Cheirish. You have no heter to make fun of anybody else. But the iser of loisakalo, of a regular human being, an average human being, is stams from loisakalo Cheirish. Okay. The chinuch, Sefer HaChinuch, Reish Lamed Aleph, has a fundamental question. And that's what's going to get to our debate now. Make sure it's green, right? Our debate. The Sefer HaChinuch says, what's the sibas ha-reason, the siba, the tam of the mitzvah? Sefer HaChinuch usually does that. He gives a moral aspect to the mitzvah. So in Reish Lamed Aleph, he has a very fundamental machlokes. And he starts with himself, and he says, you do a kol ha'olam. Very, very odd phrase. Who cares what the olam thinks, right? That's a Rashi in a few places. Like, the olam said, the Avimelech, who cares? But he says, he doesn't go to Gemara, many Gemaras. He says, you do in the olam, you do in the olam, that when A places a curse on B, it has an effect. There's a power of A to place a curse on B. He says it comes from the nefesh of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu breathed into people. We'll get this in the drush part of it. But does A has a power over B that whatever happens doesn't mean A won't be unaffected. But A has a power over B to place a curse upon B. And he says this, you should know it's a terrible thing. Don't do it. How it works, but again, with the mouth and the ruach neshama, and A has a power over B. That's all he says. He says, by the way, for the word everyone likes to use, the rationalist. Now, he doesn't use that word, obviously. He says, if you want to look at the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvahs, not the Mer Nevuchim, Sefer Mitzvahs, we take it more seriously. I don't want to say more seriously, Chas Shalom, but it's taken more seriously. In Shin Yud Zayin, in 317, what the Rambam says is, no, there's no such thing as A has a power over B. Curses, that sounds like heebie-jeebie stuff. No, Rambam does say that makes no sense. Whoa, but what it says, Leisakalo, it says, I'll tell you what, Leisakalo. They have to know the exact words. The Chinuch, which we'll get to soon, misses some words in what we have the Sefer Mitzvahs. But the Sefer Mitzvahs is in Arabic and it's translated, so it's hard to know what version we're going with. But in the Bekitz and Nimrod's Vart, what he says is because when a person places a curse upon another person, it's what we call bad midas. It's bad form. It's a terrible thing. He said that leads to nakama. One of his words, every version seems to have, it leads a person to be an angry person, a violent, you're a bad person. When A places a curse upon B, B's okay. B can walk around, there's nothing to be concerned about. No poo-poo, throw the sugar over your head, it's all good. But what happens? A, you're a bad person. You're a person who's not refined me this. But in a way, I think Rabbeinu Bechai on the Pasuk says it, it's almost like a victimless crime. When A curses out B, there is no victim here. B can go about his day as he went about yesterday. This is what and remember, the Sefer HaChinuch says, of course, the world knows it applies. Look around the world. Everyone's afraid of curses. And of Kal v'chomer, brachas, everyone's into brachas. It's all Sefer HaChinuch. He said, but no, this is what the Rambam says. Many, many, many achroinim learn from this. They say, oh, this is a very simple concept. What's the nafkamina? Clear nafkamina. How do you do tshuva? If A places a curse on B, A says, you have to use Shem Shemaim, officially halacha, use Shem Shemaim against the B, there's a line Hagen and the Gantzazach, all the curse words. What does he have to do? Now comes Elzman, he thinks, I want to do tshuva. Does he have to go over to B and ask the mechila? Be a simple machloikas, just like we have a kibbutz of aim. Of course, there's a person involved there. Like the father standing, he wasn't stand up for. That's why I had the Akdama. The father's not being stood up for. You are placing terrible things for this guy, but do you have to ask him mechila or not? According to the Sefer HaChinuch, you actually to life something. Your power of your words are incredible, and you did something potentially negative to this person. Hashem will decide if he's going to do the curse on you or on the other guy. That Hashem could decide. But the actual words have a real effect that right now this guy's in a weakened position because A placed the curse upon B. You know what that means? You have to ask the mechila. You have to go to B and say, by the way, I feel bad. I placed a curse upon you, and therefore I feel bad. Without fragging mechila. On the other hand, according to the Rambam, we use the word victimless crime. Victimless crime. I don't have to go over to B and ask him mechila. Why have to go to B? He has no shaykh to the whole sugya. What do you have to do anything? A is bad midas. If you're thinking bad thoughts about nekama about someone, I don't know if you have to go ask him mechila. I'm thinking, that's in my head. Did I do nekama? Didn't do nekama? Maybe if I did, I have to. But in my head, bad midas. If you're cheap, You don't go have to ask anyone mechila. I'm a cheap person. But I have to ask mechila. Bad midas usually is against yourself. Now, of course, we're going to say that if I openly curse out a guy barabim, use such a phrase, I place a curse on a guy barabim, and I'm embarrassing him in the fact while I'm doing it, of course, it's a secondary, we'll call it a secondary factor of asking mechila. But I'm not asking mechila for the actual isser of loisakal cheresh. No, loisakal cheresh is me and myself. I have to klap al chet. I embarrass the person in public, of course. If a guy didn't stand up for his father, at the same time he made fun of his father, yeah, of course he'd ask his father Mechila according to the Mechasinah. You're not asking Mechila because he didn't stand up for him, you asked because you were a jerk to him. That's a barabia, that's a jerk. So every time you have to make clear that I'm referring to this discussion today. The discussion today is going to be the ikkanakud that's going to be on the isser of loisakal cheresh. Loisakal cheresh, is it a benam lechaber benam lamakon? It seems to be when you read the Sefer HaChinuch, you have a clear cut machloikis. Sefer HaChinuch and the world, he says the world agrees, and you have the Rambam, which by the way, the Rambam already has Rebbeinu Bechai and the other Rishonim as well. The Machlokes Rishonim of what the power of behind A placing a curse on B, and the later Rishonim want to say, oh, the placing of the power is going to be Negeya to Hilchas Tshuva. Step one. Okay. That happens to be that Rashi in Devarim says that the reason Loisakal is because since each Rashi doesn't obviously doesn't write a Sefer Mitzvahs. I have a friend of mine who wants to write a Sefer Mitzvahs. He wants to put out the 613 Mitzvahs of Rashi. He's been working on it for 25 years. I don't think he has 10 written down yet. But he's been working on it. He's a Luisha person. But so Rashi, interesting enough, when in Devarim, Rashi says that what's the problem of Loisakal? I think you could say this. Rashi says Loisakal is because a person is in the image of Hashem. That's like when you hang the person, like that's right. And because he's the image of Hashem, when A is placing a curse upon B, it's like as if he's cursing Hashem. So I don't know if this is my hisafa. It could be that now we can put Rashi into the category like the Rambam and saying, I don't know if he's saying that's the ikkun akud of the mitzvah of this, that Rashi seems to say that the Leisa Kala has some shaykhs to what we would call Ben Avlam Makam. Because, okay. Now, if we would have stopped here, we have a nice share. It's a cute thing. I have a list of, as I told you, eventually I'll put out a sefer on all the mitzvahs that were mesupik ben lechaver ben lamakim. And believe me, the list is much longer than you realize. There are a lot of mitzvahs that come out of debate. And here we'd say, we have a debate of Loisakal. The problem is going to be this. Do we have a Rambam here? No. Okay. The Rambam, it says, this is the Rambam, there'll be a couple Rambams that are big machlokes, because we'll go in order. The Rambam in Hilchas Sanhedrin, in Perek Havov, Halacha Dalad, says like this. And it's a question how to read the Rambam. The Rambam says, now I said, I'm bringing Loisakal Cheresh, but there are going to be times, there are extra Yisurim of the 613 mitzvahs, there are extra Yisurim of don't curse. Don't curse out of Nasi, don't curse out of Lekim Loisakal, don't curse out of Dayan. And the Rambam writes, and the Gemara says, that sometimes a person has multiple labels, multiple hats he's wearing, and with A placing a curse on B, since B is wearing multiple hats, A is violating multiple Yisurim. So it happens to be the guy's father is also a Dayan and a Nasi. Then when A places a curse on B, he's violating three or four things. And the Rambam's quoting this in the end of Hilchas Sanhedrin. Then the Rambam says these words. He says, when it comes to a father, last week's parasha, that's I think how we started this official shiur tonight. We went to talk last week's parasha, the Elul. Last week's parasha says, the one of the orders is don't curse out a father. He says, by the way, the father can't be meichel on such a thing. Hilchas Kibbim, which again, we're not going to tonight. A father can't be meichel. If a son curses out a father, the father has no right to be meichel. That's what he says. And there's many explanations of that. Then the Rambam's next words say, and by the way, every person as well who is a, we're going to use now for the Rambam's phrase, not going to make any sense for us, is a victim of being cursed, cannot be moichel right away. And he adds in the words, why? Because he was already cursed. It's nach de maisa. Nach de cursed, the mechila doesn't work. That's the Rambam's cryptic phrase at the end of Hilchas Sanhedrin. The Michas Chinuch, he writes, that based on his diak, he says, you know what that does mean? Only nach tzach the guy can't ask forgiveness. Only nach tzach won't work because we're already done already. It's over with. But prior to it, of how that works. So if A goes over to B and says, listen, I know we're friends, very unique relationship. I know we're friends, but I want to place a curse upon you. Do you agree or not? And B says, yeah, of course, we're friends. I've had to agree. You're allowed to do it. It's a very interesting relationship, right? And A placed a curse on B. The Michas Chinuch says, oh, it's Pasha that's going to be allowed. Because the Rambam only said, Nach, the curse you can't help out, but fire the curse you could help out. That's what the Rambam, this is the Michas Chinuch learning in the Rambam. We'll get to the Arsameach, we have enough time. Arsameach vehemently disagrees with this. But we'll get to that why in a sec. Oh, maybe we'll get to it. So, but the Michas Chinuch says openly that he's based on a Diakon Rambam. He's not the only one, by the way, says it. Rishula Kutna says it. You look at the Frank Rambam, they put a few people who discuss this. What does the Rambam add on the words? Doesn't say about a father mother. He adds on father mother, you can't be forgiven. And by the way, a regular person can't be forgiven because Nach the Zach. Nach the Zach means father Zach, you're allowed to curse out. The obvious question from us sitting here today in Chestnut Ridge is going to be, wait a second. Did we not learn 5 minutes ago that the Rambam and the Sefer HaChinuch have machloikis? What is this mitzvah? Is this mitzvah ben adon lachaveri ben alakim? According to the Sefer HaChinuch, it's ben adon lachaveri because everyone has major power to curse someone else out. But according to the Rambam, no one has any power. No one has any power. It's a victimless crime. We used that phrase before. So what does mechila help? I don't even need mechila. If I don't have to ask someone mechila to place a curse upon them, you know why? Don't do it then. Do I have to ask any of you rishus right now, I don't want to be cheap today? No. It's none of your business if I'm cheap. None of your business if I'm thinking to come in my head, maybe. Depends on which mitzvah is Benel Lamakam and Benel Lachaveri. If I have a mitzvah that's Benel Lamakam, do I have to ask you rishus? By the way, I'm going to Michal Shabbos this week. I don't have to ask you rishus. Avada, every mitzvah, every avera, it could be Moichan. We're going with the Ikka mitzvah right now. Every Ikka mitzvah, if I'm, God forbid, Michal Shabbos, applies to me. It's none of your business what I'm doing. So what does the Rambam say? According to the Mechasad, according to the Rambam, that he goes over to the person, he says, by the way, I'm not Makalon, you can place a curse upon me. Oh, it's allowed. What does that help? If the Isser of Loisa Kalacheris is on a person on himself, bad midas, your Mechilis means nothing. It should still be not allowed.
It's not Chesaron Midas.
Brilliant. Excellent. It's a very original answer. I got a thought of it the other day, but I don't mean it that way. No, I'm saying it's a big chiddush there. I had a big fight with a couple people about this. So I think this is what you're saying. It could be, there's a new gun, that bad midas only works, psychology-wise, if someone's anti it. It means if I know you don't want me to do something, and I'm a behemoth on a fair, and I'm a badafkanik, then it works. But the moment you make on the, as you were saying, right? It's unbelievable. I don't know, a lot of people didn't agree with me on this. The moment, I'm happy someone said it. The moment you disagree, the moment you tell a guy, I don't care if you makal me, so when I makal you, it's not bad midas anymore. The only issue of a klal is going to be when it's bad midas. So the Rambam saying, if you get rishus beforehand, the male is not a din of midas. You jumped over four steps in my share, which I have no problem with. I have other stuff. No, but I don't know if it's true. I don't know what the oil is thinking. I held this way. I called two people I respect at a certain level, and they both told me that makes no sense. So I don't know. I'm with you. I don't know what the oil is going to say. If what does bad midas mean? Bad midas means what? I don't know. It could be every midas differently. Does that mean, let's say, cheapness? If I'm cheap and my wife says I'm allowed to be cheap, let's say she has a choice in the matter. I'm not cheap. I don't think so. But just in case I am cheap, and just in case my wife is not cheap, and I tell her, I'm going to be cheap, and she said, okay, you want to be cheap? You can be cheap. So now what? I didn't do anything wrong? I don't know. I'm not sure it works. Now, it could be, is it all, I don't know what you're saying. I'm not sure myself. Are all universal midas only a chesaron of midas if someone on the other end is getting the bad end of the deal? Or no, we're going to stick the claw line out. In order to be mekalel someone, there is an aspect of me, my midas, when someone else is negatively affected. Now, he's not negatively affected, it's a bad phrase, because he's victimless. He's victimless, I don't have a problem with this person, he has no choice in the matter, he's not affected by it, but the moment he says he's giving me rishus, I think what you're saying, if you think it through, the psychology means I'm not a bad person anymore. So it could be. So his answer, which is very good, we can see why we're sure wrong in a second anyway, but for this Rambam is good. And this Rambam was saying that the reason why the Rambam said you get mechila beforehand is because it's a very vague in the words. I'm playing devil's advocate now. I'm telling what everyone was telling me. It's very vague in the words. The Rambam saying you can't ask mechila nach the zach, which implies you could ask mechila far the zach, but the reason why you could ask mechila beforehand is not because etzins b'edol lechaveri. The reason why I ask mechila is I'm not a bad person. Once he said you'll have to curse me out, I'm not a bad person. So if we would stop here, I'm going to skip the four steps because I think I like this answer. So now we would have a thing like this, that really the Rambam is a rationalist. He holds a victimless crime. Avada, he stays with it against the Sefer HaChinuch. Against the Sefer HaChinuch. Sefer HaChinuch holds it is a real crime. No, it's not a crime. But what does bad midas mean? It's psychology now. In bad midas, there has to be someone on the receiving end, at least by klala, not sure about all other midas. By a bad midas, there has to be someone on the receiving end in order for you to be bad midas. Oh, it's not called bad midas. According to this, it would mean, again, I was with it. According to this, it would mean that if someone says, says, I don't care if you place a curse upon me, and the guy places a curse upon him, he doesn't have to do tshuva at all. Imagine it's a very funny situation. The A placed a curse upon B, but since B allowed it, I don't even know if now it's victimless or not. Maybe even the riff would say it this way. But since B allowed it, I don't have to ask Michiel at all. I'm good. Because I didn't do anything wrong. Why? Because Be'etzem, even though anyone walking by is going to say, hey, Mr. A, you're placing a curse on someone. This is bad. Not at all. He allowed me. So you would look at A and say, I agree. You look at A and say, you didn't do anything wrong. There's nothing wrong with what you did. There's no tshuva at all. Kenzai. Now, if this is true, then we're good on one Rambam. The problem is going to be a second Rambam. This Rambam is a little harder. Hopefully, I didn't come up with something. Hopefully, you will. The Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva. We don't have Rambam here. Hilchas Tshuva, I didn't write it down. I did. Perek Dalet Alocha Gimel, if someone wants to look it up. Perek Dalet Alocha Gimel is a funny Rambam. It's a Rambam that applies to all over. The Rambam says like this. The Rambam gives different lists of different Averis. Not necessarily the worst Averis in the world. I don't think they're the worst averis in the world. There are averis that the Rambam says are going to be difficult to have tshuva for, and different sets of rules of how, by the way, of different sets of rules of how it works. So Rambam says like this in what I say, Halacha what? Halacha Gimel. There's five things, Chamisha Dvarim, Ha'oisa Yisam, if someone does it, if you know the exact phrase I'm about to read in Hebrew means, E'efshalei Shkoyach, again twice, E'efshalei Sheyashav Tshuva Gemuro, again, every word in the Rambam, you have to figure out what it means. E'efshalei, he can't, to do Tshuva Gemuro. Rambam explains why, before we get to the five. L'fi Shein Avoyne Shvedon L'chaveri, the sins against another human being, V'eni Yedei Chaveri, the person doesn't know about it. There's a victim who doesn't know. The example I'll give is a simple one. Would be, let me see if he says it here. He doesn't know who the victim is to ask him a chilo to return it. First one. The guy says all of that section of Jews are all bad. All Chestnut Ridge people are X. All Chestnut Ridge people. Now, I don't know who's in Chestnut Ridge. I don't know if you've been called legally Chestnut Ridge or emotionally Chestnut Ridge. Am I going to find every guy who lived in Chestnut Ridge by the moment I said that statement? It's a very difficult way. It's E.F. Shalai Duak Gemurah. Then he has a Mikhail Sarabim. Like Kilal Yuduak Deshishal Menachavari. He doesn't have a specific person. Bays. I don't know. Frank Aram puts a Bays in. Hachalukim Naganav. If you're a partner in crime of a Ganav. Another, if you're a pickpocketer on a train, if you pickpocket people on a train, and one day you wake up and say, I don't want to do this anymore, you according to the Rambam, EF Shalosh Sheyoshiv Tshuva Gemur. You can't do Tshuva Gemur, because how are you going to track down all the, I mean, I guess if you get a license, and you kept the license, it would work. So there's a bunch of things here. Hamaytzi Avei Devei Machriz Aleh, too late already, what are you going to do about it? And he has a list of five things here, not go through all five, and all five said, EF Shalosh Lasis Tshuva Gemur. Okay. Hamakalel Esarab. Makal say Yachid, yeah, in Hilchas Tshuva it's not a problem. Hilchas Tshuva is not a problem. You could find the person and you could ask Mechila. He says, Kadesha Yishol Mimenu Kapara. Now, before we get to Kapara, you could say, if you want to be, you could say, yeah. Of course, I have to ask the guy Mechila who I'm cursing him out. I don't mean the cursing of the Ikka Mitzvah of Lois Akala. When the Rambam saying Hilchas Tshuva meant, when you makal a person, berabim, we said ourselves, we of course agree there's a secondary category of you made fun of the guy. So, okay, you made fun of a guy, you can find him when it's a single guy, a known person, even if it's not in front of you. You don't have to go ask the mechila, it's not a big deal. But if you makal the rabbi, you don't know who they are. That you could say then that the mechila the Rambam is talking about is not the mechila for Lois HaKal. I'm draying into the words here. The mechila is not for Lois HaKal. The mechila is for the embarrassing guy. But Lois HaKal, you don't have to ask the guy mechila at all. We don't believe in that thing. That's the Adlamakar. The problem is these words. How did I start the Rambam? Chamisha dvar ma'oisa son if shalasa tlaish tshuva gemura lefi shein avoynoi shebein adam l'chaveroi. Ben l'chaveroi. So what do you mean by adam l'chaveroi? Why is it ben l'chaveroi? The makalel is it ben l'chaveroi? The ikka is it makil is ben l'chaveroi? Now again, you could dray around and say he's going to the secondary, but that's already a little hard to read. Here he's labeling it as ben l'chaveroi. Gnev is ben l'chaveroi. You understand that. You're stealing barabim, you're a pickpocketer, or you're cheer with a ganef, that's a problem. But here the Rambam is saying, Hilchas Tshuva, you got to find Hilchas Tshuva. He's retitling it, that's the right word, he's entitling the Isser of Makalel, because he says, by the way, the Yochid's different. He's not like only saying the Rambam, the Yochid's different. So he's quoting Makalel for Yochid, quoting Makalel for Rabim, and he's saying, by the way, that's under the category of Lechaveri, and you can't ask the guy Mechila. So according to what we're learning with the Sefer Chinuch, major problem here. What do you, according to Rambam, why am I asking the guy Mechila at all? I didn't do anything wrong. It's bad for him. I look bad. I look bad because I'm a bad person. I have bad midas. Why am I asking this guy Mechila at all?
Can you say that the Kal B'Yachid is a Ben
El Chaver,
but Kal
Rambam
is not?
Because
it's more of
a... That's not bad, but you would strengthen Akasha then. Because I happen to like it, but it was... But Negea, to our discussion, that would mean what? A Kal B'Yachid is Ben El Chaver, right? I have to ask Mechila. But the Rambam says victimless crime. I didn't do anything to the person. So why would I ask that Mechila at all?
Based on what he
said. He's playing a trick and putting on him now, not me at all. He's playing a trick and he's saying that when the guy says beforehand, you get away with it. But you're now saying that's on a Rambam where the Rambam said the guy asked beforehand. Here the Rambam saying Hilchas Tshuva. That means that the guy didn't ask permission or else you wouldn't need the Hilchas Tshuva.
Maybe it's not his right to be
Michael. Wait, but I just want to explain what I said here, but we'll get that in 1 second. That means that when the Rambam saying you need Tshuva when you curse the guy out. So it can't be his case when the guy asked Mechila beforehand. I want to need Tshuva. The Rambam saying you need Tshuva, Ben Al-Machaveri. So it can't be the same case. You have to be different cases. What were you saying?
It might not be his right to be Michael. It's not your right. You can't tell somebody you could be
Michael Shabbos. Oh, so that very good, but that wouldn't fit with the Rambam in the Lashon. Yes. So good answer to say that EF Shalash is Tshuva Gemura. Why? It's not true. I can do Tshuva by myself. I don't have to ask him a chila. I'm a kala person. So what I go do tshuva gemurah. You know, I do tshuva. By the way, that will work tshuva gemurah even on Rabbim. If let's say we hold like the Rambam, I was focusing on the yachid because I think it was easier. But now we're bringing it up, so we're going to open the door. So Rabbim also, I curse out chastened Jewish people. I'm a bad person, right? So Rambam says I can't do tshuva. Why not? I can go into Al-Khait and say, Hashem, I had bad midas. By the way, I stole some orange juice from them. I was a cheap guy. And when they came, I didn't want to pay for it. And by the way, I also cursed them out. But I don't do them. Even the Rambam be'etzim should be a problem. Why Makal so Rambam, do I have to ask them mechila at all? Rambam says, you don't have mechila. Who cares? I don't need mechila. Unless you were going to say that by Rambam, the Rambam saying it has an effect. It's a very, very schwer to divide power of speech on a Rambam.
Maybe the Gemur goes on the midas.
I'm saying, but he entitled a ben amla chaveira. You can't do tshuva averus avoinus. Avoinus should be an adam lechaveira. Why is he calling adam chaveira? No shaykhs. I can't do tshuva because what? I don't know. Why can't I do tshuva? According to you, why can't I do tshuva? So I curse someone out. So big deal. So I'll go and klap al chait. Like how many bad midas I do? Ask my wife. I think we should cut that out.
You can't do tshuva gemura.
But what? On what? In general, like on midas, I can't do tshuva gemura? A new thing. All midas?
On that midas, you can't. Because again, it's a problem, so you cannot be able to get
asked. I don't need them. I don't have to ask them because Lamaisa, I didn't do anything to them. If I'm cheap to 50 people as opposed to one person, do I have to ask the mechila? I decide I'm cheap on everybody. Anyone wants to buy my safe, you got to pay twice the price. It's a good idea, by the way. But I said, let's say I do that. So I'm not, no one's mechila of anything to me. I don't have to ask the mechila. That's up to me. So why would a Rabbim change it to a yachid if it's only on me? If it's midas, it's me. I don't know. You were saying you come with that the difference between the guy, there's no bad midas when a guy asks you permission. Is it? I don't know. I didn't think of this until 5 seconds ago. It's a good idea now. If a guy has bad midas to one person as opposed to 50 people, is it a bigger avera? I once sent a letter to the Goldstein, and I was fighting about it. And it's based on a Shaya Piknei Behuda, not for now. And I saw this. If a guy punches someone and he's stronger than a weaker guy, does he need more tshuva or not? We didn't have a good answer. I held the machlekes and I do the shaya pick. I didn't agree with that, but okay, that's the point. Tzar b'lachayim. Is there more tzar means more tshuva? I don't have an answer. I don't have an answer. I'm staying on the spot. This is from a thing I had 22 years ago with Sylvia. But if someone curses out 20 people as opposed to being makala one person, does now that become a gresta problem in the midah? I don't know what you're saying. I think it's a yes or no. It's whatever. Probably each person thinks his own way. So, but the Rambam is separating one to Rabbim, and he's calling it avonish ben al-chaveri. He has to be on some level saying that it's an ben al-chaveri, and there's a difference between 1 and 50. Ben al-chaveri is 1 and 50. If I punch one person, I punch 5 people. That's a gufa mechalkim. That's a bigger problem. But I don't know if I'm doing nothing on a bad midah. If it becomes, I don't know. If that's wife, is it cheaper as opposed to someone's very cheap or someone's very very cheap? Is there more? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if there is an answer for these things. Is someone more knighted to a more thing, more tshuva, because he's very, very as opposed to very? Maybe, yeah. But if more people, I don't know how it works. I don't know. I don't have an answer myself. But here we have a problem. The Rambam, according to the Sefer Chinuch and Sefer Mitzvahs, is saying that klala has no power. We were using the phrase victimless climb.
For that, you're saying, because part of tshuva, that seems like faith, it's just naturally built in. You're going to have a bigger problem, and you're going to have to do more tshuva.
So that would be very to very, very cheap. But would you say that on being makal 50 people in one person? Now there is a machlokes, by the way. There is a machlokes. It's in hilchas shvuos, but we're not going into that. So that's like even for me way off the highway at this point. But there is when a person says amashbia in Sanhedrin, amashbia you owe me a desk, a chair, and a siddur. It's a question if that counts as 3 shvuos or not. That there will be a potential similar machlokes, maybe. Not going down the road. What about Makal as well? Is Makal become Guf Machalkim or not? I don't know. To me, if it's an Indian of Midas Royce, I don't know if 50 is different than one. And Zichel, I'm saying one statement. Let's say I say Chestnut Ridge, the guy who said, I don't know anyone's names, you, and you, maybe it's one, but I say the whole Chestnut Ridge. All of Chestnut Ridge. I'm making the same exact words as I would if I would say one person. Instead of saying Chestnut Ridge, I say Pliny Ben Pliny. Does that make me more Midas Royce? And I don't know. So here we have a guess. We have a Sefer Chinuch quoting a Rambam. And we have a Rambam in Hilchas Sanhedrin, which maybe we have an answer for, and a big Chiddush in Hilchas Midas. We have a Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva, which I don't, my opinion is that we don't have a good enough answer. Now, it happens to be, if you go start going through the Sefer Mitzvahs, as you know, it's a very, it was written originally in Arabic, so the way we have Sefer HaMitzvahs is not the way the Sefer HaChinuch quotes it. You have to quote Sefer HaChinuch, it's earlier, but the way we have Sefer Mitzvahs today, if you look it up in Shin Yazayin, the Rambam adds in one word. He adds it twice, by the way. He has in the word levad. It's not an iser ben adam chaveroi. He has in the word levad. Not only. So I saw one of the Akronim wants to say, oh, of course. Not only, but of course it's bad midas, but sometimes bad midas is also bad against someone else. And here, even though we said by standing up for a father, and we were originally saying until now, when someone's makala, somebody else embarrasses him, they want to say in the words of the Rambam himself saying a mitzvah has two categories, which is possible. There are some of the 613 that have multiple categories. So, what?
Doesn't every Ben Al-Makhari have?
This is a general problem that every Ben Al-Makhari, Hashem told me, don't be mean to the guy, so I'm mean to Hashem, and every Ben Al-Makhari is Ben Al-Khaber because the whole world gets affected, right?
That's
more removed.
That's spiritually. I'm talking about physically. The Rosh Hashanah said don't kill him. So it's not only Ben Al-Khaber. Automatically. Isn't it Yomei Lo Amakim?
You're saying every Ben Al-Khaber is automatic Ben Al-Makhaber.
Yeah.
See? You're saying even the basics. Let's go back to keep it away and go on with that. So if someone punches somebody else, automatically he has to clap. Don't do it.
The Rambam himself, the Shuma says you have to do it.
Right. That's the Hakdamah to Rav Shimon, is the morality before the world was created. It's a philosophical conversation. So we're going with the simple. It could be that then everything's out. But
isn't that what the Rambam means in Levad?
He doesn't say that everyone. He says it here. Now, I'm bringing it to be. I see people quote the Levad. I am telling you, I didn't look at Heller, but the Sefer HaChinuch, when he quotes the Rambam, doesn't say that word. And the Sefer HaChinuch clearly says there's no effect, it's nothing. He's very serious about it. Again, he hasn't said the word Hilchos Teshuvah. He's very serious about it being, it's from where you read the Sefer HaChinuch, according to what I'm reading the Sefer HaChinuch, that is no Shaykh Tzman L'Chaveri. If you're going to say the word Levad, then the Sefer HaChinuch, it's really hard to be the Sefer HaChinuch this way, but then you'd have an answer. In Echanami, there's going to be two categories every single time. And on the other category, it's still strange on the Mechila. You still have to come up with this answer. Because I asked you Mechila, but there's two aspects to it. I'm only Mechila my first aspect. I'm not Mechila my second aspect. Right? So, okay. So that's going to be one of the answers. I think we'll do a little drushy because you said we should divide it. So we'll do a drush for it that's similar as well. But in this side of Slay Sakal, there's a lot of issues. It says you Mechila someone, Yoytzel HaHoyrig. Ramam says if someone's Yoytzel HaHoyrig, you're allowed to Mechila him. Why? Because at that point, you call him a dead man. Why should it be? Why am I allowed to curse a dead man out? If the issue of klala before what you're saying, if the issue of klala according to the way the chinuch quotes the Rambam is bad midas, unless you're going to come with some quirk in his thing, which could be the same way a guy is moichel me, it's not called bad midas, a knetch he came up with. Can you say that a dead person also is not bad midas? I don't know why someone would say such a thing. Why is being makal a dead person not bad midas? If you want to say he's been on the chaveroi. So there's certain chaverim that statistically, whatever you want to, he's not a chaveri when he passes away. So you're allowed to curse out, your mutter, Rambam says, cursing out not only a dead person, even a yoytzel ha'hoyrig, even someone on his way to the death penalty, you're allowed to be mekalim. Why? Ben al chaveri, he's not called a chaver in this situation. Okay, maybe. But if the issue of mekalil is going to be on himself, and we're going to say, or Sefer HaChinuch, not Sefer HaChinuch, our version of the Sefer HaMitzvot that has two aspects to it, if there's still an aspect of bad midas, what gives the heter to go be makal someone who passed away? I don't remember what he said about treifa. Maybe he doesn't know anything about treifa. Could be there's no open gemara about that. I don't know. I don't know about treifa. But he said yoytzel harig and that person. So again, if there's a real aspect of again, Rabbeinu Bachai says that lottery shouldn't say it. Victimless crime. It's bad midas. That's okay. So now, shikul drushi to add it. So we're saying that because this drush is going to modify everything we've been saying until now. I think so. So until now we're discussing what we said, two categories. There's a category of Ben Al-Makam, category of Ben Al-Khaveri. If you were not listening until now, you could pay attention now. Not that anyone was listening. I'm saying if. Anyone on tape, not listening, doesn't hear me saying not listen, can I listen? So now, the same thing we said before, as an example I want to bring up. We said before that I think the most classic way of dividing the 613, the most classic way, is I say and Lois I say. But within Lois I say, you also have you do it in two categories, but you could always do subcategories and divide things up. So the same way we say two doesn't mean two, yeah, in version it's two, but it's more, the same thing as well. Is every avera either Ben Al-Makam Al-Khaber? No. So you have a new gun. As we know, it's an Arizal. I don't read Arizal, but everyone quotes it. The famous insight is there are four elements that make up the entire world. Earth, fire, water and wind. Earth, fire, water, and wind. That's what makes up ourselves, which within each person he has these four aspects that are constantly changing. At one moment, you're more Aish. when someone walks by you and gets you upset, we'll discuss what each are. And you're constantly changing. And each one of us have these four elements within us. And you got to figure out what you're holding up, what, when, where, how, and what, in order to properly respond and properly do tshuva. What they say is this. When it comes to Eish, Eish easily understands on the negative side. The positive side will do the negative. It's easy to understand. The negative side of Eish is going to be kas. Someone gets angry. I think the word we use is he's heated up. He's on fire. His nostrils are burning up. That's a Rashi in many places. So Eish represents the concept of getting anger. Anger. Okay. Mayim. Oh, I don't know if I'm doing it in order now. Mayim is what they call taivus. You, in American sprach, you thirst for something. You desire something. It's the Mayim represents the concept of doing the various of desires. And that's a whole list itself. Then there's earth. Earth, what they bring down, is an avera of what's, again, combination of either atzlus or atzvus. Depends how you read it, but both are combined. That means you place a rock down. This rock will be here till Mashiach comes. A rock stays stable. It never moves. It stays where it is. The earth element stays stationary forever. Someone never who's depressed, the first thing they feel heavy, they don't get out of bed. They stay stable. Atzvus and atzlus is very, so laziness is very, very, very combined. That's the third category of how that works as well. The fourth one is going to be ruach. Ruach, debate how you do it, depends which who you look at, but the simple version we're going to say with ruach is going to be shtusim. It's nothing, it's ear, it's shtusim gemurim. Lashon hara, they want to say, some want to say gaiva. Gaiva might be part of anger, but okay, let's say gaiva. Guy breathes in, he feels good about himself. Why am I doing this? I feel better about myself. I don't know. It's shtusim, but it works. So that represents that. So and these four elements are constantly changing among a person. Right? It depends where you are, who you're talking to, your in-laws or your parents, for a joke, right? And as you're talking to one of these people, you have different of the four elements continuously change. And when you're doing tshuva, you got to know how to do tshuva. There's different tshuvas to do for the four things, each of the four categories. Each of the four categories have a different thing. That's Arizal brought down of the four elements within all of us and the four yesoidus and averus. Again, this is thousands of words I'm speaking about. But maybe there's a shtikloi safa. That the four elements, which represents the four types, master categories of Averis, they also have four different categories of Averis. And we'll see how it works in well. So, let's go to Eish. Which one's easiest to do? We'll do fire. A guy gets angry. He's a Kaisen. That's, in a classic sense, leads to murder. Leads to making fun of someone. That's a classic case of Ben Allah Haveri. Your anger is going to affect a person around you. It's going to be against them as well. See how it all works out. I'm trying to think what's easy, what's not. The ear. I know I'm saying that word wrong. All my kids always bother me about A-I-R. Let's do A-I-R, because whenever I say that word, everyone laughs. The A-I-R, wind and ruach, is against Hashem. We have a concept that Hashem fulfilled us with Ruach Mamala. We started the whole show full circle. Ruach Mamala was within us. He was Vayipach in all our neshamas. And he put us here, Elzman, for a tachlis, for a purpose. And when someone's busy with shtusim all day, that's Bein Olam Makom. It's a simple tool going to be Ma'al Machaveri. When a guy gets angry and he starts going after somebody, he hits him, he has shum, all these bad things. That's Bein Olam Machaveri. And the Ruach is going to be Olam Makom. What are the other two? You could say that water, I want to subdivide it, is the Averis. Now, when you're going against Hashem, because this is what everyone's going to be going against Hashem, it's directly what Hashem told me to do. Hashem gave me life. Hashem wants me to do good things, and I'm wasting my time. Every second we're alive, Talmud Devarah talks about it, every second we're alive, we're doing Averis with the power that Hashem gave us. We're using our hand that doesn't work without a Kadosh Baruch Hu for an Averis, but Oisirag, we're doing it. So in a way, there are Averis of Ruach that are against Hashem directly, because He wants us to be doing something, not doing it. When it comes to Taivus, we could say that Taivus are be'etzim, a new category. There are various against the Torah. The Torah says, don't do these X, Y, and Z. Don't have these Taivus. So when someone's going to have these Taivus and act upon them, obviously, the Averis now, a new category, again, subcategory, is not going to be directly against what Hashem wants us to do. Of course Hashem wants to do through the Torah, like you were saying. Of course, the Kadosh Baruch created the Torah. But the sin is directly more against the Torah itself. The Torah says, don't do X amount of commandments. Don't have these Taivus. Don't give in to these Taivus. And a guy does like this. What about Atzvus and Atzlus? The fourth category. Atzvus and Atzlus are an avera against oneself. If a person, If a person is let's go atzvus, the crime is against himself. He's sitting in bed all day. Of course, it affects subcategory somebody else. What's the crime against? The crime, again, we're not talking about a guy who needs medication. He's oinus, he's part of more missus. So I'm a person who has the capability of changing things. So we'll do atzlus more than atzlus. I think it makes more sense. If a guy's an atzlan, or nebuch worse, in control, that person, the crime is against himself. It's a self problem. So we have four categories now. Of the four things, the atzlus is against oneself. The eish, ruach, that was the offer. The Eish was against another human being. The Mayim was against the Torah. And the Ruach was against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The four match up to the four. Atzvos and Atzvos in a way is much worse. Why? Because it's like when you take a fish out of its water, you clip the wings of a bird, it doesn't exist anymore. In a way, Atzvos and Atzvos is the worst thing around. Because it's not a human being anymore. If you look around, a lot of times the Achrayin will quote the three. They won't quote the offer and the asas. They'll quote the other three. I think the reason why they do that in those form is because the other three, you're a human being. You're a human being who's a bad person. You're a human being who's a baltaiva. You function as a human being. Not a good one, right? You're not good. The guy's not good to his next door neighbor, but he's functioning. I still call him a human being. When a person lies in bed all day, that's called non-functionality. When a person's an atzlus, he's not functioning. I think in Tells, they used to say that the biggest need to overcome was atzlus. Is that the biggest need to overcome? I think what they're trying to say is that you have to change categories. You have to go from non-Adam to become an Adam. You're a different B'chalon, not negated to each other. Everything else, you're functioning. Okay, let's fix it up. Let's modify our actions. But when a person's in the autistic category, he's not functioning at all. So I think as well, there has to be not only into every Aveira and Mitzvah to know, is the Aveira and Mitzvah, what category it's in for Hilchos Teshuvah. But we're not starting out the categories, Ben Al-Khaberi, Ben Al-Makam, like we started the whole time. But there's four categories. There's Ben Al-Makam, Ben Al-Khaberi, Bein Adam L'Toyer, if that's such a phrase we just made up right now, or Ben Al-Matzmer, which I think is a phrase that exists as well. And you have to know for what we're doing now in Elzman, just like we are constantly changing, all four elements within ourselves are constantly changing. So the same thing, when it comes to this Shuva, we're also changing as well. And we have to know what Shuva to do correctly against what Averi we're doing. So when we have a list, a long list of Averis, that we're not sure what they are. We only quoted two today. Kibbut of Aim and Makalo. Maybe we added on other midas as well. But there's a long, long list when you start going to 613 mitzvahs of what category they place under. You have to understand that it's not just what Bein Olam HaVeira and Olam HaKam. There now might be two more categories as well. Something called against the Torah. You have to know if the Hilchos Teshuvah will be different. Or Bein Olam Matzah. Bein Adam Latzah. I want to give shkayach everyone for being here. Any questions? And otherwise, hopefully we all do Teshuvah the right way. And the Gula arrives before Shoshana as well.